When I first came, I think we were sixth. With quite a bit to do still. I think we were 6 points off third or something. And we knew when I came in to meet the manager, the assistant and Paul Douglas, they kind of said if we get 5 wins out of 8, they think we'd go up, and obviously we needed 6. When I was here, we won 6, lost 2, so it couldn't have gone any better, really. And as I said, ever since I came in, the lads were really good with me. The fans were brilliant. And it was just a really good time to be at the Rotherham really last season. Hopefully we can continue that this season.
They clearly felt that you had a big impact. I mean, you're not going to put it all on your shoulders, yeah. The fact that you won 6 and drew 2, but you had an impact. You had a lot of success at the end of last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, yeah. But as I said at the end of last season, I think that was to do with the team playing really well and me kind of just fitting in and just doing a reasonable job. Because the team were playing so well, it seemed easy for me to fit in. As I said, the lads were brilliant. There's a lot of experienced lads here, such as Claude Davies, Craig Morgan, Johnny Mullins, and Arnie, who I played with as well at the back. So the lads kind of made me, even though I'm quite experienced myself, my age, and obviously Scott Shearer behind me, they kind of settled me in and just told me to go out and play my normal game, really, which I did, and obviously the results came to the forefront and we managed to get promoted.
They seem like a good group to be able to come into as a new player. It's difficult sometimes when you're on loan and you join a squad and they can be quite close-knit, but they are a really good group, a lot of character in there, a lot of good laughs, as well as the fact that the serious nature of getting down to business.
Yeah, as you said, there's a lot of really good characters who've done good things in the game, who've got promoted, who've played at higher levels, and I don't think they'd come down the leagues if it weren't for a club like Rotherham. Obviously the ambition of the chairman, the size of the stadium, the size of the fan base. The whole club wants to go to the Championship, as we pretty much said, as soon as we got promoted from League Two, the chairman set his sights on the Championship. So I think that's a big factor in a lot of the lads coming down to League Two, because the quality of the squad's by far and away better than League Two. The players in the squad, a lot of them can play higher, and hopefully we'll do well in League One, because I feel that the team we had last season were more than equipped to do better in League One than they were League Two.
Seems like this club has been a League Two club with a lot of potential for a while. How important was it to get promotion the first season in this ground and get some momentum going now? Because for an awful long time, people have said this is a club that has been in the Championship, it can get back there again, but actually getting the job done and winning that first promotion, getting over that first hurdle is quite tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, when I played for Bury and we got promoted, we played Rotherham and it was at the Don Valley Stadium. And you could tell it were kind of away teams weren't really intimidated to come to Don Valley Stadium. When Bury came, we drew 0-0, but it was kind of just a drab affair, really. There were no atmosphere, really. And I think this stadium just took the club to a whole new level. I mean, when we played here, the last game against Aldershot, and there were 11,300 people here. It's just a whole new, different level, really. And I think, I remember one game we played Fleetwood here at home, we won 2-1, and the crowd kind of seemed to suck the ball into the net for the second goal when Kieran Agar scored, just by the noise that they created behind the goal. And like you said, the stadium, the whole thing, and the club, like you said, it deserves to be in the Championship. It's a big enough club to be there, but we know we've got a tough season ahead in League One, and we'll be back at the end of June preparing to do that.
How long did it take to sort of move on? And, you know, you have the celebrations and you had a great parade in the town centre, and it had a bit of time away, the guys. Sort of, at what point did you say, right, celebration's done now, we're a League One football club, we've got a job to do in this division?
I think around start of June, that's when I think a lot of the players start to think, right, I need to start doing a bit of running, I need to go to the gym and stuff. Obviously, we've got our programmes from Paul Warren, the fitness coach, and that's kind of when you really start thinking about the season ahead. Not too much, because you still need to obviously relax, because it's a long season and you do have a lot of ups and downs in the 10 months that you play the game. So, but around about now, you start thinking about just getting, like I said, getting a little base of your fitness ready to come in at the end of June and start to really, where the real hard work starts.
People like to make a lot of comparisons with football clubs, and some teams who've got into new grounds have gone through the league. Swansea are a great example of that, Wigan as well. But then there are other clubs, you know, Chesterfield just down the road, who won promotion. People thought that they had a bit of momentum, came straight back down the next year. How do Rotherham avoid sort of dealing with those pressures?
Yeah, I think Chesterfield, though, they were a bit unlucky. They lost a lot of their main players, really. They lost the likes of Craig Davies, and then Jack Lester was injured, who played a pivotal part in them getting promoted from League Two. So I think And like you said, when I was at Bury, we lost Ryan Lowe, we lost Damian Mazika, big players who played in the League Two promotion season. And I felt if we'd have kept those players, we could have gone on again and maybe got in the playoffs. So I think the key to it is keeping your main players, which I don't think we'll have any trouble doing here. I know there'll probably be some interest in them, but the chairman and the manager and everyone at the club's got such high ambitions that it seems to me that we'll try and keep the squad intact as well as making a few additions. So momentum's a big thing. We've got the winning mentality after winning five in a row last season, getting promoted. So if we can get a good start, then who knows?
What a division it's going to be as well, with Wolves coming down now, Bristol City as well are going to be tough, Sheffield United are still in this division, and the teams coming up, not just yourselves, but the other two won automatic promotion, you expect that they're going to be tough, Bradford as well in the playoffs. What kind of a competitive league is this going to be in League One, do you think?
Yeah, I think it'll be as close as ever. Last season, was every league in the Empire Football League was really close, and I think this year will be no different. As you said, there's those teams you've mentioned, and there's the likes of Preston, Milton Keynes Dons, massive teams who are all striving to get out of this league. So it's going to be really competitive, and I don't think there'll be much difference from the bottom to the top in standard and in points tally. So it's about who can get that consistent run together, pick up a few wins. Obviously, the Christmas period is always important, and the Easter period. So, and a bit of luck as well. You need your big players to be fit throughout the whole of the season.